HoustonTexans.com to vote for the Whataburger Texans Community Player of the Year. The nominees are Jonathan Joseph, Xavier Suofilo, DeAndre Hopkins, and Whitney Merciless. On Tuesday, December 16th, all four nominees will make an appearance at the Whataburger in Pearland from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., along with the Texans cheerleaders.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson, making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In-network, in your neighborhood. In case of emergency, ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Hi, I'm CJ Rose, and this is my locker. Probably not as clean as most guys. Most guys fold their laundry, but I kind of like having it my own way, just like my room. Just kind of throw everything in there. I know where everything's at.
I got everything for practice. I know where it's at because I know how I organize it, even though it's not organized at all. But you get the shoe locker. Look in there. Not that much right now, but
there it is.
Shampoo. All that exciting stuff. You put your protein powder in there. You just put it on the bottom instead of just dumping everything in the top. You know, you just put it in there, screw it on, shake it. I'm CJ Fedoros, and that's my locker.
Always nice to take a peek inside the lockers of your Houston Texans. But as promised, it is now time for Mark's favorite part of the show.
Dear Drew, presented by the Texas Lottery, play the Houston Texans scratch-off game. Good for the holidays. Nice little holiday gift. What's Drew up to this week?
Let's go. Brandon Williamson has a really good one. Dear Drew, two-part question. Oh, we love those two-part questions. They're so advanced. Is Fitzpatrick a reverse Samson? Did cutting his beard unleash his true power? Don't want to know what his true power is. Norma J. Garcia. Drew, what's 93 by 97? Well, let's do some arithmetic and find out. Get a pen, a paper. Let's go 93 by 97. 7 times 3 is 21. You put that one over there, 27, 29. And then you got to put a 0 down there. 9 by 7, 63. Put a 6 over the 9. 9 by 9, 81. Plus 6 is 87. So then you're going to add up 87, 30 plus 2, 91. So that's 1. 12 through 10, and then 9,021.
Boom!
Thank you.
Sergio Keiko Olivares, do you believe in miracles? Playoffs? Go Texans!
Do you believe in magic?
Moises Herrera has this. Dear Drew, if the Texans don't make the playoffs, would J.J. Watt still be eligible for MVP? It's an excellent question, Moises, and it's actually going to be our winner of the scratch-off tickets, so scratch away with all that money. But yes, he would still be eligible. Anyone is eligible, technically, for the MVP, but I think the Texans are going to at least, at minimum, have to get in the playoffs, and I think some more things are going to have to happen for JJ to win the MVP. So yes, he would be eligible, but his chances would take a major nosedive. And we got a question from a tough guy. Jeremy O'Rourke says, can you make our guys tougher so they are not getting hurt so easily? Why don't you go call some of our players not tough?
You talking to me?
Send us more questions next week. I can't wait to hear from you after another Texans win. Boom!
Folks, you can't get football analysis like that anywhere else. And Drew might have a drinking problem based on that episode.
Just a little dehydrated.
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it and that you will be with us on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. from Indianapolis.
Oh, the big one! It's big!
You're interrupting me. Texans Countdown Live, 10 a.m. Counting you down to the...
big one!
Have a great weekend.